love that on that beat.
And take three, because at this fucking point, it's irritating me. Hello, y'all. Welcome to Auntie's Tabletop. I usually would have a panel, but I don't have them today because I need to talk to you guys personally. I thought if you are listening to me because of my bio on Yubo, people are listening to me because they're on my Snap. People are listening to me because they're on Instagram. People are listening to me because they're on Twitter. Thank you so much for supporting. This is my little TED talk or whatever. This is my little conversation that I need to have with you guys because a lot of shit has been going on. If you do not know, I have a show called Yubo Supreme Court on Yubo. Yubo is a streaming platform that allows you to connect and make friends, sometimes enemies, depending on who the fuck you fucking with. Child, when I tell you, I've been on this damn app since I was 15 years old. Now it is 2021. Make sure my math is correct. Make sure, let me go back to when I first, let me see my first account. Let me see, because I have screenshots of when I first did it. I believe it was 20, yeah. I came on the app in 2016. Been on here ever since. Met all of these people. Connected with them, love them to this day. I hope they're doing good. I know one of them is having kids and stuff like that. Just previous groups that I've been in. And honestly, through these course of years, I've just seen craziness. But they're not going to get into that. I'm here to talk about my situation. I know a lot of you have seen me on my Snap story posting that I was done with Yubo Supreme Court. I'm sorry y'all had to see me at that point. I don't like crying. I don't cry a lot. At all. I'm usually the person that just sits and stares at the next person while they cry and just watch them and try to comfort them and console them. I don't cry really. And I cried. I actually needed to let that out. It was needed. It's like therapeutic. It's very therapeutic. I needed that. But my thing is with the releasing of, with me releasing Yubo Court, I had to reevaluate and come back and realize who the hell I was for a second. And after I realized that, it made me just want to change my mind. I told everybody, I'm done with you, but Supreme Court. I told them, I'm done. I'm not doing it no more. Fuck this show. I can't do it no more. And I honestly meant it. But I didn't at the same time. I don't want to stop you with Supreme Court, but it's at the point to where I feel as if I'm the only motivated person with the show. And I know other people are going to be listening to this and they're going to be like, oh, well, I'm motivated. But y'all not there like y'all need to be. And I understand I'm not either. So I'm not trying to throw judgment on nobody at all. I love all of y'all. I've just noticed that I'm the only person that really just actually really, really cares about this damn show. I have people that come and go on a constant basis, people that do their jobs and people that don't know how to do their jobs, and I ask them if they know how to do their jobs and they don't do it correctly. And my thing is, if I'm trying to help you, let me help you. If you don't know what you're doing, let me help you. Some of the people on side of the chat will allow me to, and I appreciate it. I appreciate this shit so much because it takes a lot of you to come out and just speak up and say you don't know what the hell you're doing. Because I understand this shit can be harsh, hell. I'm not going to try to say that you, I'm not just going to put you out there and like make you look like shit or make you embarrass yourself. I'm going to help you if you want it. Unless you want to go out there and embarrass yourself, I'm going to let you. Because some people learn like that. Some people go out there, learn, get bullied, come back, reevaluate, and go out there and rock the house. But yeah, I'm not here to talk about that. Recently, over the last couple of days, I've had situations with friends of mine and some family, some friends. I had a really close friend, or almost lost a friendship with a really close friend, a person that I hold dear to my heart. I have a lot of y'all dear to my heart. Little do y'all know. Y'all don't understand. The people that has been there like for years, more than my actual friends have been and stuff like that. Like, I hold y'all dear to my heart because y'all didn't have to do what y'all did. Y'all didn't have to check up on me. Y'all didn't have to love me the way that y'all love me, you know. I'm really appreciative of that. I love y'all, and I thank y'all so much. But I almost lost one of those good ones. After 2 years of disconnecting and coming back and reconnecting with each other, I almost lost it. And it was because of an accusation that was so stupid. And that's when another person got involved and their emotional, them being emotional at the time about the situation, because it really hits home for them. And I'm not going to try to sit here and take away from that from them, because I don't know how that feels. I do and I don't. I can only imagine. But after hearing a story and everything that they've been through and stuff, I could kind of see why they would feel the same way. But the way they approached that person, it caused ricochet and havoc on me. And I don't think they were trying to, I didn't think they meant it that way. I don't think they were meaning to do that purposely. I can't control a grown-ass woman, and I can't control a grown-ass man. So whatever issues they got going on, I would like for y'all to talk about this shit, but 9 times out of 10 y'all won't. So yeah, those are my two lead people in U.S. Supreme Court. Two people that I hold dear to my heart. One of them is family, one of them is just a close friend, but I consider the other one family. But the two people that have basically started the platform ground up again for the reboot of Yubo Supreme Court, or Yubo Corp, sorry. I started Yubo Supreme Court in, I believe, 2017, 2018. It is now 2021. 2018, 2019, 2020. That's 3 years, y'all. That's 3 fucking years. 3 years of me doing this crazy ass show with these people. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sit here and say that these people are bad or whatever. Everybody has emotions. Everybody has their bad days. Everybody has their good days. I had my bad day that day, because my thing is I'm emotional. I cried. I cried for my first time in like a year, because I don't really cry like that. Unless it's something dealing with family and it's something going on with my mama or something like that, then that's how I can get me to cry. But I'm not a crybaby. I did mostly all of my crying when I was younger, because I was constantly getting yelled at for nothing. So, yeah. A lot of people do not know what actually goes through my head throughout the year, or months, or weeks, or days, or hours, or minutes, or seconds. But I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. What's on my motherfucking mind is, and I want to get to this really quickly. I only have 30 minutes, so let's make it snappy. The fact that these people praise this man on this damn app and just hold him at the utmost high. They are sitting here worshiping a nigga that don't do shit for them, but try to put them on a higher platform. They're not gaining anything from this shit. Just a little bit of clout. And it bothers the fuck out of me. Because honestly, this man and all of his allegations, some of them have been proved. And the fact that y'all are still going around this man and acting buddy-buddy close-close, that's the shit that gets y'all cut off. All that YuboCon shit and all that Our Empire shit that y'all see on a constant fucking basis, that shit, it happens for real. And I have people that are witnesses that can actually tell me. I know friends that have went to that shit. But y'all, with this weird-ass man that does all this weird-ass shit with these underage-ass kids, you got another person that is a group or a leader. It's one of these gay ass groups on this app that likes to troll and make straight people feel uncomfortable. Now let's talk about that one. Let's talk about that real quick. Now I had the first episode already up, but I had to delete it because a lot of audio was going on. A lot of crazy ass audio was going on. So here's it now. We had a conversation about fags versus gays. Now, for the people that do not know what that definition is, I'm going to go ahead and break it down to you like one, two, three, okay? A fag is a person that is very, very, very flamboyant. Not saying that nothing is wrong with being flamboyant. I'm going to say it like that. But my thing is, they're very flamboyant, very outspoken. Don't care if they make anybody else feel uncomfortable. Will try to say the most weirdest shit around you to make you so uncomfortable. They like to pry on straight men and make them feel gross or make them feel uncomfortable, like their shit is okay. Or they like to do the fucking most just to make others feel uncomfortable, period. And that shit bothers me. Never have you ever seen Zay on Yubo flirting with a straight male, trying to tell him, oh, this is what I'm gonna do to you, this is what I'm gonna do to you, like, I want to do this to you and stuff like that. And it's not only that, it's other things that they do. And I don't have time to just sit here and go through the damn list because I'm on a time limit, but that's what the fact is. A gay person is just a standard person, can go around people, be cool with them, be cordial. They don't have that energy to make you uncomfortable. They'll sit there and have a conversation with you for about hours and hours and won't say anything sexual to you. That's my difference from a fag and a gay person. One does the overly much and makes you feel uncomfortable. The other might do the overly much, but can talk to you and have a real-ass conversation with you. It's the real-ass person. They don't have to act extremely flaming gay. They don't have to go out the box and be like, oh, yes, girl, this is what I am. Like, they just let you know. Some people are like that. And I'm not passing judgment on them like that or whatever. But the fags, on the other hand, I don't like them. And that's what he has. He's a group of fags. Reason being, because a lot of them have came into my lives and they flirted with my people and it bothered me. Do you not understand how irritating it is to try to bridge a gap between a community, two communities at that, three communities at that, I'm sorry. The heterosexual community, the gay community, and the black community. I'm going to put all these other communities out to the side right quick. You have all of these three, these three communities that are trying to bridge this gap. And constantly people are just making it impossible. And it's not just the gay people. It's not just the fags. It's not just them. It's the homophobic heterosexuals. And it's the black homophobic people. Now, this is crazy as hell to me. I met my first black lesbian homophobic person the other day. And that shit made me laugh because people think I am homophobic. But we had a real-ass conversation with each other. We got to the bottom of what she didn't like and stuff. And I guess it's been because she really passed judgment on the gay guys because of the straight guys. And I was like, baby, you can't put judgment on us because you went and you had a situation with somebody else. That ain't nothing. Baby, you're not even part of our community. Get the hell out. But all of these people, all of these gaps and stuff, like I've been trying to be a part of the person to bridge the gap. And people just do not understand. You do not have to go and make somebody or go out your way and make somebody feel uncomfortable. You could easily just tell them that they're a nice looking person and keep it pushing. This is what I'm going to do to you. Oh, I want you to do this to me. Like, that is so fucking disgusting. And you think that shit is cute. Anyways, when I guess they teamed up with some of the guys that were against me at one point. They teamed up against them or teamed up with them or with them or whatever. And they went to the UboCon thing. All of this nasty ass shit going around and stuff like that. And you being the leader, you being the person that brings this event to a whole. Why would you let that shit happen? Not saying that you can't control what other people do, but at the same time, if you know that's what shit, that's the kind of shit that's going down over there, and you know you can get police involved, police enforcement involved, and you know that you can get your shit shut the fuck down. You already got allegations up at you already, and you mean to tell me that you want to go ahead and make that shit worse? That's crazy to me. Anyways, besides that, moving away from that weird corny ass nigga. I pray for everybody that has endured him and seen what he's actually about. I apologize. Can't do nothing about it. You want to go around his ass. Have fun. My next situation is with Yubo Supreme Court being at ties with him. We had a big case before we went MIA. We went MIA for about 2 months because the group that was against me, I had gotten in contact with the guy that was doing all this weird shit to all these girls and stuff like that and having Yubo kind of stuff. And we had like a little live, but it was a girl that brought her attention or her tea to us. We conversated. She used our platform to get her situation out there. And within the course of 3 hours, we were already on live, going at it, toe to toe with this man. And you have these unsupportive ass fags in the comments that are mad. And yes, they can be called fags when they're hating. You mean tell me that you see me trying to bring light to a situation and you get jealous? You tell them to kick me, kick him, kick him. He's not here for kick him. He don't need to be up there. He don't need to be up there. Invite somebody else. Why the fuck would I'm sorry? Y'all following behind this one person because that one person does not like me because I've done better things in life than they have. And they don't like it. You catfish behind a fucking page on a constant basis. I don't have to catfish. I know I might not be the prettiest person in the motherfucking world, but I damn sure ain't ugly. Now, you, on the other hand, you're ugly. You're almost 6 foot tall, fat as hell, and look like Miss Piggy. And you want to sit here and try to ju- Let me get into it real quick. Me and this person have already been like head to head or bumped heads before, and they don't like me because of that. But my thing is, bitch, I don't like you. If you know I don't like you and I don't and you don't like me, stay the fuck away from me. You ain't gotta come around me. The fact that you were inside the lab and you wanted to be the head honcho and you wanted to be the head or the center of fucking attention, that's on you, boo. I'm sorry. You didn't do that. You couldn't do that. He tried to sit here and write it with me, these nasty ass lesbian ass bitches that wanted to sit here and try to come in my fucking throat, bitch, because they knew that I was alone and all my other members were banned because they got them banned off my motherfucking live. That's an issue. Secondly, you had these two other faggots that wanted to fight on September 4th of last year. Bitches didn't even show up to Dallas. So I'm gonna tell you like this. When we had that situation or whatever, the next week, a couple of days later, I was kind of like irritated and just frustrated and just depressed because like the way everything fucking went. And I was so annoyed on how the fuck, like, we supposed to be a community. We supposed to be supportive of each other. And you mean to tell me that I'm over here trying to get shit solved with this woman's sexual molestation allegations, and you're sitting here trying to think about your fucking self and your brand? I'm sorry, honey. We don't do that here. Yeah, we're using our brand to promote her or get her up there. Where the fuck were you at? You were nowhere to be found. You weren't even on fucking Yubo. Anyways, I just, after that, Zay went into the deep thought, and you know I'm very creative. I start thinking about shit. I said, okay, bitch, we're gonna have a funeral. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, we're gonna have a fucking funeral. We had a motherfucking funeral for that ass. They got up and then they got clowned and got mad. Like they tried to do me. Now, baby, I'm all for jokes and I'm all for keying, bitch, but she was trying to read me in that mic and I was constantly kicking that ass out. They got so mad and they banned me. They got me banned. They got my account banned because I was reading the asses for Phil. They kept kicking me to the comments when we started reading each other the first time. And all of that shit just came back up, and I was just like, "Bitch, you wanted to care, you wanted to constantly fucking kick me, so let me just constantly kick your ass." And I'm in the middle of a fucking show. Shut your ass up. This is what I do. I entertain the people. Go sit your ass down. And that was it. Never heard of them again. Never heard of them. Never saw them. That was it. After that situation, and we went on that little break or whatever, we came back, and it was like so dead. Yubo has it to where I guess they ban certain words or whatever. And my thing is, we've been using Yubo Supreme Court from, I don't know, 2018 all the way up to now. And you mean to tell me that all of a sudden we're our fucking brand is gonna get removed from the title? We've been using Yuba Supreme Court. I have flyers. I have a big ass banner in my room with Yuba Supreme Court. People know what that banner looks like because he used to stand behind me on a constant basis. People know what this looks like. And you mean to tell me that now all of a sudden that we're getting recognition and we're on Yuba and that's Yuba Supreme Court because there's Yuba's problems. You mean to tell me that we're not going to get, I guess, an issue? If y'all can hear my dog barking in the background, I'm sorry. But my thing is, as far as going forth with this situation or with this Yuba Supreme Court, I'm going to do my last show. Whether it's a couple episodes or not, we already had one, and it was a good one. We had a little bit of people come inside of the live or whatever. It was fine. It was nice. I enjoyed it. But, bitch, I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. So, for this last show, I'm willing to call the troops. 9 times out of 10, these bitches ain't willing to do that because they're not grown as fuck to do that. So, with that being said, it's fuck them if they don't want to. My thing is, I'm trying to be that person to be so nice and just so not rude and just try to get along with everybody. And I can't do that. I'm very social. I'm a social butterfly. I get along with a lot of people. And I forget the fact that he sees it is that's what he hates. What I have is what he wants. And that's what he hates. He doesn't like the fact that I am friends with straight people and we can have conversations. We sleep on FaceTime and stuff like that. And we don't do anything sexual. And he tries to make allegations about us doing things on the phone and stuff like that. He don't like that. He wants to get... It's kind of like that show, Jim and the Holograms, The Misfits, the bitches that was always trying to sabotage Jim and have her... all crazy and just and mixed up and stuff. It's kind of like that. And every time Jim whooped that ass and kept it pushing. And I don't like that. Baby, I'm a survivor. I don't sit here and just dwell and just wallow in my own fucking depression, bitch. I'm going to get up and do something about it. So with that being said, Auntie Zay is going to be here for a while longer. I'm not going any fucking where. You can tell anybody that you want to tell on this podcast. And that's just that. I want to thank you all of the supporters that listen to this podcast. Because, bitch, 9 times out of 10, y'all been needing to hear this motherfucking tea anyways. And to that, I'm going to stop sugarcoating. To that child molesting ass nigga Mike Smalls, I'm praying for your ass. Because you need it. You sat here and did all this nasty ass shit. And think that it's just cute for you to get away with this shit. It's going to eat your ass up inside. And when it do, and when it hits your fucking head, it's going to be over. You ain't going to have no other choice but to blurt the shit out. You're going to have to confess to the people. You're going to have to confess to thousands or hundreds of people that you have taken money from. That you're a weird ass nigga and you like to talk to underage kids. And that you allow situations with rape and shit to go on inside of your damn our empire. Or your little con, your convention, or whatever. That shit ain't even a fucking convention, bitch. That shit is y'all ass that's going to a fucking hotel room or an Airbnb, having sex, laughing with each other, and coming back. That's not a fucking convention, bitch. That's a get-together. Y'all could have had a family reunion or something. That's not no damn convention. Y'all had it. A convention is when you go to a big-ass center. Matter of fact, let me go with the definition of a convention real quick, because baby, I'm pretty sure it don't talk about nothing about going or getting no fucking hotel room or no damn Airbnb and having sex and fucking each other and getting wrapped from people getting raped and shit. I don't think it say that. Let me look up convention definition. Okay, area in which something is usually done, especially within a particular area or activity. Okay, convention. A way in which something is usually done, especially within a particular area or activity. Now, from the pictures that it shows below, it has, what is this? Pictures of people at concerts, okay. Concert, convention, cert. It's short for con. Let's see. People at a press convention. Okay. People at a convention for a wedding. Okay. Politics. You just have to deal with politics. But where does it fucking say where people get together in hotel rooms and Airbnbs and have sex and get raped? That shit don't add up. You're weird. Let me look at the other definitions because I'm just trying to make sure. Okay. A large meeting or a conference, especially of members of a political party or a particular profession. Crazy. I'm still trying to figure. I get it's a big area or activity, but at Airbnb, especially during COVID too, you're not following safety protocol. I'm pretty sure if these motherfuckers was to call the Airbnbs that y'all was at and let them know the shit that y'all was doing, all hell would break loose. And all hell of tons of money would have to come out y'all fucking pockets. Y'all going out to eat and shit like that. Okay, that's nice. That's fine and stuff. Y'all being safe. But when you cross that line, you got niggas fucking bitches inside of showers. White bitches at that. I'm not saying white bitches are nasty. That's just gross. I'm sorry. I don't like women anyway. So that's what I imagine. But you just sat there and did this crazy nasty ass shit. Or had them do the shit. Like, and this is so gross. This shit is so nasty. I cannot fathom. I can't process this shit in my head. Like, how do you go to a convention just to go have sex? I didn't mean, I'm not just putting it all on the men because it's on the girls too. Why the hell are you going to a convention to have sex? If you knew that's what he wanted and you didn't want that shit, you should have been and left. And if she wanted to leave and you wouldn't let her leave, you did not have to rape her. It don't make no sense. But anyways, I'm not going no fucking where. Episode 2 will be coming soon with more tea and actual people that are going to be talking with me instead of the fake ass motherfuckers that wanted to pry against my friends and my family and my group and wanted to cause all this havoc and confusion. Thank you guys so much for listening to Auntie's Table Talk, bitch. This has been Zay. Good night.